Big news for you numismatists out there. An unknown number of Wisconsin quarters that were minted last year are flawed. That means you might be able to make a few bucks off the quarter in your wallet or in your pocket. A few bucks off a quarter. That's what I said. Yes, of course. According to a statement issued today by the U.S. Mint, the Wisconsin quarter is the only coin in the 50-state quarters program that has been found to have such an abnormality. To give us a sense of how much these coins are worth, we turn to Jim Essence, the owner of Jim's Coins in Madison. He's with us by phone from his shop. Thanks for being here.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
So before we start, I should mention that numismatist, in case you who aren't numismatists don't know, is another word for coin collector. Anyway, can you describe the errors on the Wisconsin quarter?
Well, it's on the reverse, or the back of the coin. It's there's a cow, of course, and there's the cheese, and then there's the corn stalk, or the cob of corn. The cob of corn is partially dehusked, and there's a leaf, the left leaf, that folds over. In the space between the leaf that folds over and the corn cob itself, there's three varieties. One variety is that it doesn't have anything in between. It's just the folded over leaf and then the blank area in between the fold and the cob. That's the most common, and that's what we usually see on coins. The other two varieties, one of the varieties has an extra leaf that points upwards. It's a diagonal, but it's mainly upwards. It tilts over and it actually touches the fold. And then another one has an extra leaf. The third variety has an extra leaf that points more sideways, and it looks like there's almost two leaves there. So those are the three varieties that all the hoopla is about.
And is this something that you can see? I mean, you know, assuming you have good vision and, or are wearing your reading glasses, is this something you can see with the naked eye?
Well, it depends whose eyes, I suppose.
Yeah.
Younger folks probably could, and it's, you know, you just look at the corn husk right in between the space there. I can see it. If you know what you're looking for, it's easy to see. Our paper actually has a picture of it on the front page, but, you know, this is Wisconsin, so I suppose they would do that.
Yeah. Well, I understand that a coin collector from Tucson who discovered the flaw has been selling sets of three in mint collection for $1,099. How about you? Do you have these, and are you offering them for sale?
Well, I had a few, and I was selling them for $150 for the set of three, but I sold them all. I don't have any more left.
But why in a set of three? I'm just curious.
Well, because it's the three varieties. People want.
Oh, I see.
People want to see all three different coins, and so it's the most common one, and then with the leaves in the different areas.
Any expectation that, you know, these are going to, I mean, if it's $150 in 2005, you know, in 2015, could it be $1,000?
It certainly could be. Seems like the variety coins, right when they come out, it's hard to say if they'll go up or down. I think in the history of numismatics, there's instances where varieties have come out like this, not on the state quarters, of course, is the first one, but, you know, the Lincoln Cents or Buffalo Nickel, for example, where the value started out low and just kept on going up. And there's also instances where the value started out higher, and then as a lot of coins were found, the value came down. So it seems like it could go either way to me.
Is it a big deal? Or is this just this happens and people get a little bit excited?
Oh, it's creating a lot of hubbub here in Wisconsin because it's our quarter. People are excited to know what the difference is, and of course the state quarter program is really popular too, and people are excited about that. So, you know, it's not the most dramatic variety, but it is a variety, and it's creating a lot of excitement right now. Whether it will hold, I guess time will tell.
Well, everybody, check your pockets and see if you have a quarter from Wisconsin that has a funny husk on the corn on the back, and you might have something worth, more than a quarter. Jim Essence, thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having
me. Jim Essence is the owner of Jim's Coins in Madison, Wisconsin. He was kind enough to join us by phone from his store. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.